Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to the book of John. John chapter 1, we'll start at verse 6 and 7, then 19 through 23, and then verse 24 to 31. And most of this is familiar, but let's read. John chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Verse 19, and we looked at this last week. And this is the of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ, I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Art thou that prophet?" The one that Moses spoke about. And he said, "No." Then he said unto him, "Okay, who art thou? That we may give an answer to him that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself?" And he said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord," just like Isaiah the prophet said. And our text for today, John chapter 24 through 31. "And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said unto him, Okay, you won't tell us that stuff. Then why are you baptizing? If you're not the Christ, you're not Elijah, you're not that prophet, why are you baptizing? And John answered them, saying, I baptize with water." That's true. "But there's one that stands among you, whom you know not. He it is who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John sees Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. This is he. He's the one of whom I said, After me comes a man that is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not." I had no idea who this guy was. "But that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore, that's why I'm come baptizing with water." behold the Lamb of God. Heavenly Father, we want to behold the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, that takes away the sin of the world. Lord, I'm so grateful for the abundance of things that you've given to us. You've given us this chapter, for instance, that we could know about Jesus, that we could see from the Scriptures who it is that we worship. And we're so thankful that He gave His life a ransom. He died for the sins of the world. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for sending us your Son. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I read a lot of scripture. And actually, I want to read some more. But this is life. The scriptures are life. In Him, in Christ, we live and move and have our being. Without Jesus, it's like a two-ended pencil. Both ends have an eraser. It's pointless. Pointless. I can testify of what God did in my life, how Jesus changed me the moment I surrendered and stopped running from Him. And I've told that testimony before, and I'm going to tell it 100 times yet, I'm sure. But we get a glimpse of what God does in the life of those that are willing to believe. They came to John and said, "Hey, got all these questions. What you doing? How come you're baptizing?" It's interesting. They asked the questions and then said, "Well, why are you baptizing?" And the answer he gave wasn't the answer they were looking for. He said, "Well, yeah, that's true. I baptized with water." But the rest of his answer they were not looking for, not expecting, didn't want to hear, probably. "Yeah, I'm baptizing, but there's somebody here. Maybe not here in Jordan, but around the area in Judah, in Jerusalem, what have you. Y'all don't know who he is. In fact, I don't know who he is. But he's coming. The Messiah is coming. And God sent me to announce who it was." Okay, fine, they asked him all these questions. And it doesn't say that they stuck around. Probably they said, "Well, we got our questions such as they are, whatever answers we got. Let's go back to Jerusalem." If it was a day's journey or two, I don't know. I guess I could look it up. But probably they went away. It's possible they stayed over the next day, but probably they went away. But it says in verse 29, the next day, he's out there preaching and baptizing or whatever, like he had been for some time. And Jesus walks up. And as he's walking up, as he's approaching John, the Holy Spirit said, "Hey, that's the one. That's the one." And as loud as he could, he yelled, "Behold, hey, look at the Lamb of God. He's going to take away the sin of the world." He had a flash of insight. The Holy Spirit moved in his heart, gave him understanding. And he said, "This is the one I was talking about. That a guy's going to come after me, but he was preferred before me. The coming after him had to do with the timing of his ministry. We think that John started preaching and baptizing, and 6 months later, we think, Jesus shows up. Everybody in the town of Nazareth or wherever he grew up, they knew him. Around Capernaum or wherever he hung out, they knew him. And we'll see that. We'll take a look. It talks about, hey, isn't that the carpenter's son, the son of Mary, or what have you? They all knew him, but none of them knew him as the Son of God. None of them knew that he was the Messiah. So John starts his ministry. He's first. And then Jesus comes, and immediately his ministry begins after John. Again, the timing. John started first, and then Jesus begins. But it says, he was preferred before me. Yeah, I'm preaching. But the one I'm preaching about, that's the point. The one I'm preaching about, that's the point. For he was before me. And matter of fact, because he's God, come in the flesh. Jesus is God, come in the flesh. And we know that God exists eternally. But John confessed in verse 31, hey, that's the Lamb of God. He's the one. He's the Messiah. But I didn't know who he was. I didn't know who he was. Now, we know and we'll study that John's mom, Elizabeth, was best friends with Mary. It calls them cousins, but when they were both pregnant, one came to see the other. So it's logical to believe and conclude that John and Jesus knew each other all their lives. But John testified, I didn't know who he was. I had no idea that he was the Messiah. But this is John's testimony. And as we read on in verse 32, and it says, John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit of God coming out of heaven, descending from heaven, coming down from heaven like a dove, and it abode or rested upon him. Hey, and I knew him not. I had no idea that this guy I've known all my life was the Son of God. I had no idea. Now, the story he's telling, the details are in another place. And again, there are other things that are alluded to in this chapter, John chapter 1. But as we look at Luke and Matthew, we get the bigger picture. But he's testifying here about an event that's not recorded here. I saw the Spirit of God coming down from heaven like a dove, and it rested upon him. And hey, I knew him not. But the one that sent me to baptize with water, in other words, God the Father, sent John to baptize with water. God told me to do this, but he said, the guy that you see the Holy Spirit coming down and remaining on him, that's the guy which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And again, we can go to Matthew chapter 3 and read about that. But he's commenting in this chapter, as I said, about events that aren't recorded here, and we got to go read somewhere else to find them. But this is an important point. We said last week that the anointing of the Spirit, the smearing on of the Spirit, is important. And that the word Christ in Greek is a translation of Hebrew Messiah. And the word Christ or Messiah means to be smeared on or to be anointed with the Holy Spirit. And John is testifying that Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit. And again, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. And he says, I saw it, and I bore record that this is the Son of God. But let's read on a little bit. The next verse, verse 35, and again, the next day, we got two next days here in a row. The next day, John stood and two of his disciples, and they were looking upon Jesus as he walked. Just like the day before, John couldn't help himself when he saw Christ, when he saw Jesus. He said, "Behold the Lamb of God." He couldn't help himself. The Spirit of God within him impelled him to say, "Hey, that's the one that's anointed. That's the Lamb of God. That's the Messiah." He couldn't help himself. And it says the two disciples heard him speak and they followed Jesus. And that too is an important point. But again, when Jesus walked up to John, he couldn't help himself. He had to say, "That's the one. That's the one. That's the one the Old Testament prophesied about. He's finally here." Now, if you recall, and again, we'll get there. We'll study all of this. But when Elizabeth met Mary, when they were both pregnant, John, we think, was about 6 months older than Jesus. But as Mary walked up pregnant to Elizabeth pregnant, John in Elizabeth's womb couldn't help himself. Elizabeth said, "As soon as I heard your voice, Mary, the babe leaped in my womb." You see, this is why John came. This is the entire point of the ministry and purpose of John the Baptist. His job was to announce the coming of the Messiah. All the Old Testament, from Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, all the way through to Malachi, The Old Testament says, hey, the Messiah's coming. Hey, the Messiah's coming. Hey, the Messiah's coming. But it was John's privilege to say, hey, he's here. That's his whole deal in life. John the Baptist was to say that, hey, y'all been reading about him, but he's here now. And that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. He's a herald, I suppose. I guess kind of like Paul Revere. Hey, the British are coming. Hey, the British are coming. Oh, but by the way, they're here. That's what John did. And I'm saying it again and again and again because this is important. John summed up the Old Testament. Let's jump ahead a couple of verses. Verse 43. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and he found Philip and said, hey, Philip, follow me. And Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael. Hey, these names seem familiar, don't they? But Philip, he went and found Nathanael and told him, hey, we found him, the one that Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. He's the one. And in verse 49, Jesus and Nathanael are talking. But Nathanael said, Rabbi, you're the son of God. You're the king of Israel. I know I jumped ahead, and I want to back up a little bit next week. But it took 20 weeks of studying John the Baptist, the topic thereof, for us to get to John's job. The whole point of his entire career, the whole point and meaning of his entire life was to identify Jesus, the Son of God. And as soon as he did, one by one, people began to believe on Christ. They followed John for a while, it says, but then they turned from the Old Testament and began to live in the New. They turned from, hey, the Old Testament promised he'd come, to, hey, here he is. Now let's do like he says. He says, follow me. Let's obey and follow the Lord. Oh, You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus Christ in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net. That's JoeyKelly.net. And click on the ministry homepage or on the radio link. Or if you like, you can write me at 1208 Phocis Street. That's F-O-C-I-S Street. Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly, encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.